Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Disgraceful Mr. Ravenhurst by Louise Allen, narrated by Maggie Ollerenshaw.
Chapter 1. August 1816. Vézelay, Burgundy. The naked female figure danced in timeless sensual abandon, revelling in the provocation of her blatant sexuality. The face of the hapless man watching her was etched with mingled despair and lust as he reached out for her, blind and deaf to the imploring prayers of the holy man who watched the scene unfold from behind a pillar. It was hard to see the detail clearly in the shadows, and having to crane her neck upwards did not help, but the scene was unmistakable, and who was at fault equally plain. Honestly, men! Exasperated, Eleanor stepped backwards, furled parasol, rigid sketchbook, sharp elbows and sensible boots, every one of them an offensive weapon. The gasp from behind her as she made contact with something solid, large and obviously male was agonized. "I beg your pardon," the voice continued on a croak as she swung round, fetching the man an additional thwack with her easel. "What for?" she demanded, startled out of her customary good manners, as she turned to face the doubled-up figure of her victim. "I struck you, sir. I should apologize, not you." As he straightened up to a not inconsiderable height, a shaft of sunlight penetrated the cracked glass of the high window, illuminating a head of dark red hair that put her own tawny locks to shame. "You were expressing dissatisfaction with the male sex, ma'am."